What can we expect from this year's local elections? Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, always keeping up on elections, national, state, and local. And he joins us now on the phone to talk about his thoughts with regard to this fall's municipal elections in Orange County. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
And again, Tom, with Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is their website. Find more news and analysis on elections at PPP Polls on Twitter. So a lot of key races on the ballot in Orange County, in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsborough. Of course, the school board race is pretty closely contested as well. Let's start in Chapel Hill. We've got a high-profile race for mayor between three candidates, two in particular getting most of the press and publicity, incumbent Pam Heminger and town council member Hong Bin-gu. Where do you see that race going based on what you're seeing and what you're hearing and what you've kind of experienced kind of being in the zeitgeist and following the local elections this fall?
So my sense is that Pam Heminger is going to end up getting reelected pretty comfortably. I just think it's a situation where for an incumbent to get booted out of office, there has to be a lot of unhappiness with them in the community. And I just don't sense that there is a lot of unhappiness with Pam Heminger in the community. When Pam Heminger beat Mark Kleinschmidt in 2015, it had been so long since an incumbent mayor of Chapel Hill lost that nobody even knew the last time it had happened. So we do have a tendency to sort of reelect our mayors. The one thing I will say for Hong Bin-gu is I do think that she's run a very active campaign. She's the only candidate who's had somebody come to my house on their behalf, so that indicates some level of canvassing effort. One thing I've been impressed with is that some days her campaign has had a presence in the pit trying to get students out to vote. So the one thing that sort of gives me any pause about Pam Heminger winning pretty comfortably is that I think that Hong Bin has run a really energetic campaign. But I still, my sense is still at the end of the day that Pam is pretty popular and she'll be fine.
I remember the 2015 election when Kleinschmidt and Heminger were running against each other. And I think the general sense initially was that Mark Kleinschmidt would be reelected, and it was a public policy polling survey right before the election that first indicated to me that Pam Heminger was in fact leading and stood a really good chance of winning. Kind of going back 6 years, did you perceive that Heminger had a real chance before you got the results of that survey in?
I think that there were sort of signs in the community that there were a fair number of people who were unhappy with Mark Kleinschmidt, and that Pam Heminger maybe was running a more energetic campaign. One thing that I think is really fascinating about this year's election is that even though I do think that Pam Heminger is going to get reelected, I think her coalition is going to be very different within the realm of Chapel Hill politics than it was 6 years ago. She was very much part of the first election where Chalt sort of showed its power in the community. They were behind her. She won. They were behind Nancy Oates and Jess Anderson, and they won. So it was sort of an interesting dynamic where that, I think, really was a big part of her win. And now, of course, Chalt has abandoned their support of Pam Heminger, moved on to supporting Hong Bin-gu, and almost everyone who supported Kleinschmidt in 2015 that I know now supports Pam. So I think you have a situation where almost everybody who voted against Pam 6 years ago is now for her. A fair number of people who were for Pam 6 years ago are now against her. But again, my feeling is that, yeah, Chalt might have moved against Pam Heminger. I don't think most people who voted for her in 2015 have moved against her. I think that's sort of more the one organization than sort of the mass of Heminger voters. So my guess is that Pam is going to win 60-something percent of the vote. And that's not based on polling. That's just based on my sort of watching the election unfold. So we'll see if I'm totally off on the pulse of the community or not.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, talking local elections, that's the race for Chapel Hill mayor. We've also got a contested race for Chapel Hill town council. Eight candidates will be on the ballot. One of them's already withdrawn, essentially, and is not campaigning. So seven candidates, technically. We've got our two major local organizations, Chult and Next, each of which have endorsed candidates, but four open seats. They could theoretically endorse four candidates. Neither of them did. They both were kind of conscious about limiting the field to highly qualified candidates and then kind of narrowing it down from there. So you've got three Next approved candidates and two Chult approved candidates. I really feel like it's basically those five candidates running for four seats. Where do you think it's going to shake out between those five?
Yeah, I definitely agree that there's only five serious candidates. And if you made me guess, I think that four of those candidates are women, three of them are women of color, only one of the candidates is a man. My guess is that for the first time, Chapel Hill is going to vote for all four women. Strong female candidates, and particularly women of color, tend to have a leg up in Chapel Hill elections. We are a community that really values having a diverse governing body, and, you know, fortunately, in contrast to a lot of places across the country, when we have qualified candidates of color on our ballot, we tend to vote for them. So I think that there's a pretty good chance that you're going to see Camille Berry and Paris Miller-Fushi and Vimala Rajendran and Karen Stegman win those four seats, and that Adam Searing may be on the outside looking in. But, you know, these elections are so hard to sort of predict. And voters have such a hard time making any sense of these elections. We did a poll in Wilmington last week, which has sort of a similar setup for how they vote for their council to Chapel Hill. Everybody runs at large, and you get to vote for three. When we polled last week, less than 2 weeks before the election, about 40% of voters didn't know who any of the council candidates they would vote for were. And 60% of voters said that they didn't have a second choice, and we didn't even try to get into a third choice. But that is sort of how it goes with these council elections, where a lot of people make decisions sort of late or at the last minute. Sometimes it's hard to really tell what helps them to decide to make those decisions. So from my standpoint today, I think that we'll have a sweep of women, but Adam Searing certainly could close strong and end up getting one of those spots.
Another close contested race is in Carrboro for town council. And again, there seems to be one more really strong candidate getting endorsements, at least, than there are open seats. You've got three open seats, three incumbents running for re-election. They all seem to be fairly popular, but you got one really, really strong challenger in Danny Nell that's pulling in a lot of endorsements. Where do you think that one goes?
Well, first of all, it's just fascinating that Carrboro even has a competitive town council election. This is the first time in 20 years that there's really been any doubt about who's going to end up winning the races in Carrboro. Carrboro races really have pretty much ended up being coronations. So it's sort of fun and interesting to see that there's a genuinely competitive race. My sense, again, just based on what I'm seeing happen out there, is I sort of think that Danny Nell is going to end up winning one of those seats. I think that there's just a lot more energy behind his campaign. And in local elections where turnout makes such a big difference, that really goes a long way. I mean, Carrboro, you're talking about winning 1,500 votes or so in order to be able to get a seat. And I think that if you're running sort of the most high energy campaign in a lot of cases, that'll go a long way. So certainly think that Barbara Fushi will finish first again, like she did 4 years ago. And then I think it may come down to Jackie Gist and Randy Haven O'Donnell for the third seat. One thing that's been interesting, they've been on the ballot together now, I think this will be the fifth time. Jackie Gist does always get more votes than Randy Haven O'Donnell. It's usually close between the two of them, but it's sort of been interesting how consistently Jackie's ended up with a little bit more support. Hopefully for her sake, she can continue that streak. But definitely beyond Barbara Fushi, it's easy to see any permutation of those other three candidates getting the two slots, but I think it'll be now and one of the longtime incumbent women.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, and as we wrap up this conversation, one more big race in Chapel Hill Carrboro, that's the school board race, and we've got five candidates getting a lot of the attention for four seats on town council, four candidates getting the attention for three seats on Carrboro Town Council. Same story here, four primary candidates for three seats on school board. You've got three candidates, Sharp and Griffin and Jenkins, kind of pulling in all the endorsements. And then Meredith Pruitt, who's raised a lot more money. She's got a lot of signs out there. She is a Republican, but she's kind of downplayed that in her campaign. I would imagine it would be among those four candidates. Those will be your three winners. But where do you think it goes?
Yeah, it's a very unusual dynamic with this school board election this year, because usually I think people just have no idea what the dividing lines are in school board races and really just don't know sort of how to go about deciding who to vote for at all. But you have a situation this year where, because of Meredith Pruitt being a Republican, you basically have a united Democratic Party behind the other three serious candidates. My guess is that, given that this is Chapel Hill and Carrboro, the three candidates who have been pretty much universally endorsed by the Democratic establishment will probably coast in pretty easily. But it's an interesting test of whether there sort of is more of a well of unhappiness with how the pandemic was handled within the schools. Meredith Pruitt's been very outspoken that, you know, everything should be in person and that, you know, that there shouldn't be all the sort of going back and forth about it that there's been over the last 2 years. It's possible that she's tapping into a sentiment there that hasn't really been represented in Orange County politics, and that on an issue that sort of as emotional as that's been over the last 2 years, that maybe she can sort of get a head of support that you might not expect for a Republican in Southern Orange County. But ultimately, I would expect that the de facto Democratic candidates are going to win in this community.
We'll find out next week, Tuesday night. Tune into 97.9 The Hill for our election night coverage. Tom Jensen will be there along with several other special guests, and we'll have the returns coming in minute by minute as we receive them. You'll find out as soon as we do. Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, thank you so much, as always, for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.